The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
We're going to begin today with the story of a woman that I've known my entire life. She may even be a distant relative. And by that, I mean she's a distant relative. We'll call her Joan, because her name is Joan. Now, it was common knowledge that in her single years, Joan liked the boys. She liked a lot of boys. It was also common knowledge that in her marriages, plural, that it was not uncommon for her to engage in extracurricular activities. It was such common knowledge that it was not uncommon for her to be in the company of men, not her husband's, that she had even been multiple times caught in flagrante delicto. Yes, Joan often was in the company of men, not her husband's. No, she did not have multiple husbands at one time. I mean, over the years, she has had many husbands.
So many words.
Well, I'm sorry?
So many words.
I'm telling a story here.
Yeah, get to the point. There has to be easier way.
There is easier. There's some adjectives that would sum it up nicely,
okay,
Joan,
then.
But this is a classy show. I hesitate to use those.
Classy.
This is a classy show.
Look to your left and right. You got no host.
Okay, so it's an empty but classy show, you know.
I don't know.
By getting
that.
Rid of Cal, Jeffy's not here. Brad, who knows where the hell he is. We've classied it up just by eliminating them.
I don't know. Okay.
It's classy by subtraction.
All I'm saying is, you always complain about too many words.
Okay, let me get back to the story of Joan. Joan was a woman whose promiscuities predate Netflix and chill. They began long before Blu-ray and Chillax. They started before DVD and Hangout, before VHS and Get Together. Her affairs go all the way back to Must See TV and F-Friend.
See?
Yeah. I'm trying to set the stage. It goes way, way back.
We know.
It's
already.
Not Netflix and chill. It's Must See TV and F-Friend, all the way back then. Anyways, it was common knowledge that Joan, you know what I'm saying, right?
Mm.
You know.
Well, with so many words,
she's
trust
a slut.
Me.
She's a slut. She sleezed it all up. Okay. All right, I'll get to the point. She was a whole bag. Anyway.
I like that last
one. This was common knowledge, okay? Everybody knew it.
But
she had been busted.
Common knowledge by, like, your
everybody knew
so the
this.
The whole state of Ohio.
I wouldn't limit it to the state of Ohio.
Oh, wow.
I mean, seriously. And it wasn't even like that whore. It was just like, well, yeah. You know, Joan.
Oh, one of those. Okay, got it.
Yeah. It was.
You know.
Okay. Now, having that knowledge that we all had, one day, I'm driving down the road with Joan. And Joan begins to regale me with the story. Is this too much? Should I just? Joan begins to tell me about a previous night's adventure.
Okay.
That she had been at a local watering hole.
Whoa.
A bar. Okay. She'd been a bar.
Is that long that it was called a watering hole?
That's right. Let me go ahead and get the bells ready because I feel like I'm going to need these too. Okay. She was at a bar with a friend of hers, a female friend.
Okay.
And she tells me with disgust
that
this married female friend that she went to the bar with
was flirting
with a man
that was married.
Not her husband, and she sat on his lap.
Oh my God, what a whole
kind
bag.
Of a little flirty little bouncing on his lap, playful. And she was like, you know, I just don't like that sort of thing. That's just
Well,
if
she had to say something, I mean, like, they crossed the line or something, dude.
I was like, I mean, there's nothing. If there was an elephant in there that she had been sitting on his lap in, a big show, and they're paying, you're south of the border, Tijuana. That may not have been crossing the line for Joan. But for her to say this, I was like,
what are you talking about?
Excuse me. So you, extramarital and with husbands and the whole and marriages ended because of said. And you're bothered by, I just don't like that. You know, she's sitting on, some husband wasn't there, sitting on some guy's lap flirting. I did the Matthew Broderick, break the fourth wall. Like Ferris Bueller, I looked at the camera and was like, what the hell are you talking about? What's she talking serious? About? She's serious. Everybody knows. She knows. What has she forgotten these things? Did she fall and hit her head this morning and has no long-term memory? Is this what's going on? And I just went, oh, well, okay then. Maybe she's turning over a new leaf. There was no new leaf. She just, in her own mind, didn't care, thought there was a difference, cognitive dissonance, that we at times will say things, judge people, even though we have done far worse with regard to the same thing. Now, it's one thing. We're all sinners, of course. And if you say, I'm going to still hold people accountable and draw the line and set the standard, that saying that is wrong and admit I do wrong as well. But that was not the case. This was, that girl's a slut. Yes, I'm a slut, but how dare she be a slut? I'm really offended by such things.
That's funny.
Right. Now, the reason I share this story.
Yeah, please get to it because...
so many words.
So far, it's been 9 minutes of so many words.
Okay. I tell us because the story of Joan
hit
my head. I was reminded of Joan when I saw a story in La Times. This is a story that was featured in La Times. I'm not familiar with the publication, but I'm assuming it is a Spanish language newspaper.
No, it is not. It's L.A., you know, L.
Yeah,
dot,
La Times.
No, L. Dot A. Dot Times.
From Louisiana, the state of Louisiana.
Isn't that like next door?
I'm sorry, what's... Oh, I'm also being told that's Los Angeles, not Louisiana.
Yes.
By the way, is it L or La for newspaper?
La.
See?
No, actually, L.
Oh, okay. So maybe you're right about that.
Yeah.
All right. From La Times, they ran a story about a growing conflict in the illegals community.
Okay.
I mean, within the community of illegals, wherever those are, there's a growing conflict between illegals.
Not enough space?
No. Illegals who didn't get DACA protections are ticked off at those who did and have begun to call them spoiled and entitled. So you understand why the story of Joan would pop up in my mind, where I would be reminded of Joan. How dare you be illegal when I'm illegal? How dare you? You are so entitled, what with your wanting stuff. See, if I say they're entitled,
you're
it's
racist.
A little different.
You're racist.
I'm a racist. But at least I come from a position of not being entitled illegal. About that because I'm not illegal. But you go, wait a minute. I came here illegally to this country, began to take things that were not mine, broke the laws. How dare you come to this country and take illegal. Things that don't belong to you illegally and get things that... What? I need to introduce him to Joan. This is... This apparently is just life in 2018.
Oh, yeah.
Is this just where we are?
Yeah.
Sam Padres, who came here illegally 30 years ago, was quoted in La Times as saying, I'm very bitter. I'm assuming this is through a translator, but I'm not sure.
I'm very bitter.
He came here illegally. He did. 30 years ago, and said, I'm very bitter. These DACA kids definitely have this sense of entitlement.
See, I'll give him that. But he's also...
Entitled.
You also entitled.
Sense of entitlement. See, at some point, he was coming here going, I could just go take crap from America. I could just break in. See, that's kind of a sense of entitlement when you believe you could just do that. He said, get ready. People fought for them, and they got DACA.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
People fought. See, normally when you say people fought for people in America, you're talking about veterans and soldiers and people who died and, you know, this thing. People fought for them, and they got DACA, and they got their work permit, and then they went to sleep instead of working to fight for the rest of us.
I bet if the roles were reversed, he would have done the exact same thing.
You think San Padres would be asleep right now?
San Padres would be asleep and not worrying about it.
Yeah.
While somebody else would be bitching that you are an entitled little...
So he believes they're entitled because they're now not working for him.
Yes.
Meaning their job is to get legal status for others.
Yes.
chain migration. Get as many.
Yeah.
Remember, that's an offensive term, and they're not here. They're here because they want a better way of life. They're not trying to get a whole bunch of other people to become legal. It's not a gateway. No, it's a gateway.
It is.
They're admitting this right here. If you're pissed at other illegals. From the La Times article, 35-year-old illegal Alessandro Nagate said, if you think you have it hard, you at least have legal status. For some people like me and my mom and some of my neighbors, we don't have that. You know, you do have, though, 35-year-old Alessandro. You do have the blanket of protection and economic opportunities that America provides, even though you are not entitled to it. You absolutely have no legal claim on that. And the ironic thing is we are willing to give it to you. We are willing to absolutely share all the bounty, joys, and goodness of America. And we simply ask that you come here legally and take part, having the proper mindset, a basis, a foundation, a solid belief in freedom and free markets. And, of course, personal responsibility. The La Times article also said, many of the country's approximately 11 million immigrants in this country illegally feel painted as criminals. And DACA recipients are being leveraged by the Trump administration to achieve concessions from Democrats on stricter border security and tougher immigration enforcement. Wait, there are so many things wrong with that. Many of the country's approximately 11 million immigrants in the country illegally feel painted as criminals. So they feel properly painted. You're criminals. You came here, you trespassed. Some of you brought other people here as well, breaking other laws. Some of you have come here multiple times illegally. So you don't want to be painted as a criminal, even though you're a criminal. And then they point out that DACA recipients are being leveraged by the Trump administration to achieve concessions from Democrats. Isn't that called negotiating in D.C.? Yes, I don't think those things should be tied together, DACA concessions and the budget. But isn't that what you're supposed to do? And isn't that what Democrats do? And isn't that things that you have supported at other times, La Times? And why would border security and tougher immigration enforcement ever be a problem, La Times? It's Joan. Within the illegal community, the La Times, it's Joan. Life in 2018, hashtag life in 2018, is Joan. Things we have already learned this morning about hashtag life in 2018. Their goals include getting legal status as a gateway for others to gain legal status. We've also learned, hashtag life in 18, criminals shouldn't be painted as criminals. And hashtag life in 2018, Joan enjoys the company of men, but hates it when other women do.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag what I learned today. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.